Okay, so I got the final following email last week from Benjamin Kaplan. Ready? Hey, Matan. I hope the past few days in YU have been well. An interesting halakhic scenario just happened to me, and I had a few questions about it. I'm currently in Meron on a Helkotel trip and just davened Shacharis at the Gashbi's Kever. We were davening on a porch with a little room functioning as a Beit Midrash next to the porch. When we got to Torah reading, we wished to take the Torah out of the Beit Midrash and bring it outside to the porch to lean from it. Our chassid wouldn't let us, saying the Torah has to stay in the Beit Midrash. Is one not allowed to take a Torah outside of his Beit Midrash? So there's a bunch of other questions as well, but we're not going to get to those. And the question, though, is a person allowed to take the Torah from the Beit Midrash and take it outside to a porch outdoors and lean from it there? So let's discuss this question. It's not a simple question. There's a lot of different factors to it, and we'll discuss the different factors real pertinent to it. Okay, so let's start with the most machmir shita. So the Zohar Kadosh, in a bunch of places, is very strict on moving Sefer Torah. I think so that's completely prohibited to move Sefer Torah for whatever reason.
And that also might be why in the Rashbi's Kever, they're very machmir about this.
Yeah, it could be. In the Rashbi's Kever specifically, they're going to be very strict about it, because the Rashbi, if you know, all through the Zohar, at least his ideas, a lot of the ideas of the Zohar come from the Rashbi. And the poskim who held like this halacha, the Gra, and the Morpsi, the Yavis, they both held us completely prohibited to take a Sefer Torah from one room to another, even within the same Mishol. Beis Medrash, you can't take a Sefer Torah from one room in the Shul to another room in the Shul. And the reason for this prohibition, the Yisham, Sechaz Yoma, and Peg Zayin explains that it's a bizarre for the covet of Sefer Torah for a person to move Sefer Torah from one room to another. And so according to the Yishami, it's going to be completely prohibited, right? So it seems Pashas, it's completely prohibited to move Sefer Torah for whatever reason. And according to the simple understanding of Zohar, and according to the Gra and the Yavetz, it's completely prohibited to move Sefer Torah from one room to another for any reason whatsoever. Now, the problem, the issue is not all posting for agree. So in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha appears in one place. There's one sif in Shulchan Aruch about this. Simon Kuflam and Hey Sif Yadalid. In Shulchan Aruch, Paskins that you're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah and move it for a minion. If someone's in jail on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can't just move a Sefer Torah for them. That's prohibited. So the question becomes, though, what's the parameters of this prohibition? And because the Ramah there already adds, that the prohibition only applies when you don't make some kvius for the Sefer Torah. So the Ramah says you're going to leave it there for a day or two, then it's going to be permitted to move the Sefer Torah. So there are more. So the question is, can a shul, right, let's say you have two different minyanim in the shul, right? A lot of this is a very common question. You got minyan in the Beis Medrash, and then there's another minyan downstairs. So can they move the Sefer Torah from minion upstairs to the minion downstairs in the shul? Is that a problem or not? So according to the Gra and the Yavetz, it's going to be a problem, but a lot of posts can argue, so a lot of posts can assume like the Ramatzah, the Tshuva, the Hartzvi, the Buchacher discusses this, so they assume that anything under one roof is not going to be a problem. It's considered to be not a problem of a bizant to the Sefer Torah, that you're moving it from one room to another. What the prohibition implies is when you're taking it from one place to another, but if anything is in the same building, it felt that such a prohibition of moving Sefer Torah does not apply. So according to now the Buchacher, in two different places he discusses this. The Buchacher in one place, he thinks it's okay, then he thinks it's a problem. So then he says, Halacha, what you should do is you should at least have a minion of people accompanying Sefer Torah, so that therefore it's not really like a disgrace for Sefer Torah that you're, right, you don't want to make it seem as if the Sefer Torah is coming to you, or you're going to the Sefer Torah. So Buchacher therefore paskin that you should, if you're going to move a Sefer Torah from one building, you should have a minion of people accompanying the Sefer Torah from that one room to another. Otherwise, a machmer, Rav Yosef Chaim Zandfeld has a tshuva in Samos Chaim, I think some Kumpnem Vav or something like that. So he had a case of a tzibur that was davening in the Heichol, the basic Knesset, outside of the Shul, and they have a Sefer Torah. So they wanted to just bring a Sefer Torah from the Aron inside the Shul, outside to like the outdoor minion of the Shul or whatever, and he said it's a problem. And he said that they should wait for Kriyas HaTorah inside because he thought it was a problem to move the Sefer Torah outside. Mm-hmm. And so definitely a lot of posting from Machmer, but Okay, the many Pesukim are makel within the same building.
What about like the Kotel? You have the indoor part and the outdoor part.
Oh, okay, so what about the Kotel Maravi? So the Ari left for so okay, so before we get to the Kotel, let's discuss. We'll discuss maybe this question first and that will sort of impact.
The Shomri. What? The Shomri, the Sephardi and Ashkenazi, because they're just right next to each other, moving from one.
That could be one room, really. That would be. No, so what about the Pesukim says, what about from a sukkah? Right, let's say, so the minhag of Lav Chasidim is that they daven in a sukkah. So can you take a Sefer Torah from inside and then move it to the sukkah outdoors? So the Kaf HaChaim quotes from the Kari Hadat, and he quotes from the Yehidut Yehosef, and from the Mishnat Avraham, and they all prohibit moving a Sefer Torah from the inside to the sukkah, because it's disgraceful to say for you're doing this, but they say if you have a minion of people accompanying it, then they think it's permitted. Now, the case of our sukkah case is probably the most comparable case to the porch situation, because the sukkah is inherently another extended room from the house. It's not really part of the house, and therefore, in all these cases, all the poskim said that you should ideally, the only way it's permitted is if you move it with a minion. If you don't move it with a minion, it's like a disgrace to the Sefer Torah that you moved it by yourself. So it seems that in the case here in Rashbi's Kever, it's probably comparable to the Sukkah case, in which case they would probably need a minion to move it. Now, here's where things are not necessarily so simple, because when it comes to the Sukkah, right, when it comes to Rashbi's Kever, right, they could just as easily go inside to the Beit Midrash to daven. And when it comes to the sukkah, they're davening in the sukkah because there's an Indian, they're davening in the sukkah because you want to be mekayem in the midst of the sukkah and davening. But here, right, there's no Indian of davening on the porch. So it could be. So if they're kohen, they can't go in. So friends, that's a separate discussion. That's a separate discussion. Poskim, let's say you have a minion of people who can't. The poskim discuss this question. Let's say you have a minion of people who can't go to the Sefer Torah. Is it considered to be bizarre to bring the Sefer Torah to them? So let's say you got 10 people in jail. Right, it says, most of the Nosikim and Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham, they all point out that when Shulchan Aruch prohibited bringing a Sefer Torah for people in Shoshan Yom Kippur, it's only for individuals. Do you have an entire minion there? So then it's going to be permitted to bring a Sefer Torah to the people in jail. So we actually had this L'maisa for our COVID minion. Right, we had a COVID minion.
Indoors.
No. I'm saying when I had COVID, when we had COVID, right, we couldn't get the Sefer, we couldn't go down to the Sefer Torah. So the only way they could get the Sefer Torah for us, right, so they couldn't hand it off because of the touching, so they had to like send it via the elevator.
No leeway?
Yeah, no, so they sent it via the elevator, but since we couldn't possibly get Chris the Torah otherwise, and we couldn't physically go to the Sefer Torah, so it's like a case of like technical like, in jail. And for since the entire minion of people who, neither the Kriyas HaTorah, so most of the poskim are make all about it. Uh-huh. And therefore we got a Sefer Torah, wasn't a problem of, it wasn't bizant to Sefer Torah in that case. Okay, so anyway, back to our, so what about the porch? No, so Pashtus, since in this case, so the poskim discusses, so the Ramad Lo adds, so let's say you want to move a Sefer Torah from one place to another, so Mel quotes in Ma'am Padua that you should make a Kviyas for it and that the Sefer Torah should be there for a day or two. So the question is, what does Ramah mean by day or two? So some posts can take it as dafka, right? The Buchacha says, yeah, ideally it should be there for 2 days, not 1 day. Imra Emes says, it just means like yom yomayim, right? When the Ramah says yom yomayim, it means like yom yomayim by the din of an Eved, which case means 24 hours, meis leis. But the post came, a lot of posts came, other posts came, the Al Yerab, and they always point that it doesn't mean literally it's going to be there for 24 hour, as long as it's there in a kfiyas, as long as it's there in a permanent fashion, then it's going to be okay to move a Sefer Torah from one place to another. So the Prima Gadim thinks it doesn't even need to be a real hour, and he thinks as long as like you have some sort of permanent structure to house the Sefer Torah, there's no problem in taking the Sefer Torah from one place to another. So that's the Prima Gadim's hatter. Oh, yeah, we'll get to Shiva in a second. Yeah, we'll get to Shiva. Because by Shiva, it's not so pasha, right? So this is machlokes to mechaber and ramah, where an aval is allowed to go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that an aval is permitted to go to shul to hear Kriyas HaTorah. The ramah prohibits it. And the question becomes, so what about, can you take a Sefer Torah for a Shiva Min? Is that permitted? Is it permitted for, if someone's in avelus, is it permitted for take a Sefer Torah for them? So It's a big discussion in Poskim. The Morksi acid it, the Chidor acid it, so it's a bizarre to Zev Dora. Right? The Avos Yachid, everyone else can go to the shul afterwards. Right? And according to the Chidor, according to the old Sfarisha Poskim, the Gav Chaim brings on the Halacha, that if a person's in Avelos, they should not bring a Sefer Torah to the Avos house. And instead, after davening's over, everyone should go to the shul and they should lean. They should do the laning and show. It's a bizarre to the Sefer Torah to bring it to the Avos house. And that's for the Sfardim, but for the Ashkenazim, so the Ashkenazim make a Le'agel Yaakov as a tshuva about this. So Le'agel Yaakov says that he doesn't think it's a problem because they're moving in a Kriyas fashion, right? They have the Aaron. B, he says the Avos also chayv in Kriyas Torah, right? So once the Avos chayv in Kriyas Torah, so like, it's at least sorry for him to bring it there. And also he points out more. So you want to tell me that all the people are going to be mechuyif to go to the shul after the minyan is done, Avos has your Kriyas Torah? Like, how many people are actually going to do that? It's like, yeah, half the people aren't actually going to do that. So he says, best to bring a iron into the Avos house. Then the minyan becomes to be mekel because the primi got in the sim. So as long as you have some sort of permanent fashion, it's okay. Right, so now if the chaver, whatever, the misaskim, right? So part of the what they have is they have like a mini iron kodesh. So far, like, makes a permanent structure for the Sefer Torah. Once there's a permanent structure for the Sefer Torah, then there's not going to be a prohibition of moving the Sefer Torah from one place to another.
There's one shayla that comes up, though, that came up was when I was in high school. I remember there was a fire alarm, unexpected fire alarm.
Yeah.
So that meant people went and grabbed Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
And brought them outside. So what is the proper mahalach in doing that?
Oh, okay. So the question is, if there's a fire alarm, can you move Sefer Torah for the safety? So all the posts can point out as prime. The Shag and Mayors is like, since for Sefer Torah's safety, you're allowed to move a Sefer Torah.
A, what's the prep in the house? And then B, there's this Indian of the Talus.
So the posts can point out there's no mocker, there's no real source in Halacha for putting a Talus over Sefer Torah when you move it. There's no real source, but the Pesach Chutz quotes from bunch of posting. It's not like the Indians like to protect it from like Tinuf and whatever, other disgusting stuff in the world, but technically speaking, you don't need it.
So like a garbage bag would suffice.
Correct. No, it gets more complicated, posting a whole discussion. Let's say you buy your Sefer Torah. Can you ship it? Can you like FedEx your Sefer Torah across the country? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? So the posting will point out that the best way, right? If someone's going to buy a Sefer Torah, right, so ideally you should have a person and company in it the entire way. If that's not feasible for whatever reason, so the Kafka Chaim quotes from the Emes Yaakov, who else does he quote from Pesach? I don't know, he quotes a bunch of poskim, but the Chikri Lev, there's a whole discussion. They say you should pass the Sefer Torah. You should do something, pass the Sefer Torah, and then they should fix it when it gets to its destination. It's bizarre to say for Torah to like transport in such a fashion.
Yeah, but the Chayav of Hustle Dikas Sefer Torah still has a problem of moving it. Even if it's a Hustle Torah, it still has some Kedusha, even if it's not super Kedusha.
No, but I've seen this entire bizarre to the Kavod Sefer Torah is owned by a Kosher Sefer Torah. This whole Chashash is owned by a Kosher Sefer Torah. So since you have no choice, it's fine, you have no choice. So that's, okay, again, the minhag I don't think
is
like that.
Isn't it worse to make it?
Yeah,
no, they don't. They don't add letters. Like undo some of the stitching, because they don't want to transport a Sefer Torah. It's a disgrace to Sefer Torah to like have it just be shipped or whatever. So they're
right, with UPS, right? I understand
so,
that. But
I don't think they do it nowadays. I don't know how they transport Sefer Torah nowadays. Like a lot of Sofim are in Eretz Yisrael. What?
I see people doing it in cars also.
No, but I'm saying like a lot of Sefer Torah are in Eretz Yisrael. How do they get them to America?
Yeah, I think people, a lot of times the people who buy it will actually physically bring it with them.
No, but how do they do that? Is that like they just hold it in there? Like?
Actually, before I was married, I was on a flight on LL.
Yeah.
And they said to me, go upstairs. So I said, well, I only have the cheap ticket. I don't have the fancy ticket to sit in first class. And I didn't know what was going on. And then the person said to me, if you want to sit down here, we can have somebody else sit there. I said, oh, never mind. And I walked upstairs. And right across from me was a Sephardi Sefer Torah. And the Sephardi Sefer Torah, like, had a row by itself. Like, like small rows at the top of the era of the plane. It was a 747. And the Sephardi Sefer Torah sat on one side, and I sat on the other side. And I wasn't allowed down during the flight, and I guess the Sephardi Sefer Torah was
okay.
Made the whole
Okay, so on record, officially, the Sephardi Sefer Torah got first class seat to America. Yeah.
On the side. It's just had one. It was clearly Sephardi.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess yeah. So okay. Mice. Well, real mice. The person bought a first class seat for Sephardi Sefer Torah. Right. This economy, economy class didn't suffice. It. They needed an entire first.
The
Sefer Torah was supposed to be an economy like me. Could be. Yeah. Okay. It's definitely a move. Yeah, so transporting Sefer Torah. Okay, no, but anyway, but when it comes to, so what about the Kosel Maravi? So Tzitz Eliezer, he's not happy with the Kosel Maravi situation. He thinks it's bizarre to Sefer Torah. He says if you want to get Sefer Torah from the inside of the Kosel, bring it outside. He thinks you need a minion to do that. He thinks that you should take an entire minion of people to come from the Sefer Torah outside. Rav Yitzchak Yosef is like, nah, he doesn't think it's a problem because it's not practical, and B, because he thinks it's like all one room or whatever. He doesn't think it's such a problem.
No, but a lot of, what also there's they store the Sefer Torah inside at night. But during the day, sometimes they'll have like an aron outside.
Yeah.
And then they'll just store like 10 Sefer Torah in the aron outside, and people with different minyanim will take it and put it back. But then at night they'll bring it back to the inside.
Yeah.
So lechayer, then they only need the 10 people just to bring the Sefer Torah to the outside.
Yeah. So again, the minhag's to be make about this shayla. It's not the minhag's not to be machmer.
So. So when they send a Sefer Torah to outer space, that's the Bechor
is a Bezion. Yeah, okay, isn't Mutter to send Sefer Torah to outer space? Yeah, not a good idea, because now the entire heter that the post can have for sending Sefer Torah is because there's going to be a Tzara, right, for a minion, for the Shulchan Aruch passes for Adam Choshev, right, Shulchan Aruch says, both Mishabu say for a minion is considered to be like an Adam Choshev, but sending a Sefer Torah to outer space, but there's not going to be anyone to read it, that's completely awesome. Like, it's a Bezion to Sefer Torah, it's going to get destroyed. Yeah, it's completely. Yeah, you can't send Sefer. You can't. Yeah, it's also to send Sefer Torah to outer space. Yeah, that's definitely a problem. Yeah, you can't transport Sefer Torah unless you're doing it to read it. I mean, like the post combined for editing, whatever. You have to edit the Sefer Torah, but just stand as well. You can't just.
Because also, there's another move on vacation. Like sometimes people take their family Sefer Torah with them on vacation, but they'll have and hopefully they'll get a minion together and then they'll read.
Oh, so can you take your family private Sefer Torah if you're on vacation? So actually, a lot of posts can point out if you have a private Sefer Torah, then all these halachas don't apply. A private Sefer Torah, you're allowed to transport as much as you want. So the Munkach Rebbe had his own. The Munkach Rebbe had his own private Sefer Torah because there's no prohibition to move a private Sefer Torah. The entire prohibition of moving Sefer Torah is only applicable when you're. Yeah, it's only applicable when you're moving a Sibur Sefer Torah. So when it comes to a private Sefer Torah, there's no prohibition to move it. No, so when it's made for the Sibur, so then it's like, but when you so when you made it, it's like your own thing, so then you can like kind of do
it. If it's a design Sefer Torah, it shouldn't make a difference who owns it. If it's a design to the Sibur, okay, good, but if it's a design to the Torah itself, if 10 people, if the Olam owns it, or you personally own it, or move that a lot of posts can actually advise doing is that you write your Sefer Torah and then you store it for the Tibur, and the Tibur is aren't
kosher. Yeah, no, so the Sat Medayim, the Reparsman is by Baruch David, he says that the hatter of moving a private Sefer Torah is only when it's like in your house. But when you have a Sefer Torah of the shul, when you donate, an individual donates it to the shul for you, he doesn't think, no, but he thinks it's a problem. When you store your Sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh and shul, he thinks it's a problem. No, only when, like, when you have a Sefer Torah in your house, things you can kind of just move it, like you could take it. No, so the Munkach Rebbe would take his Sefer Torah with him, whenever he wanted to go somewhere. Yeah, but generally speaking, I have to just move Sefer Torah. Yeah. We're discussing moving Sefer Torah.
So getting back to the original Shai,
the Rashi's Kever Shai.
So what's the?
No, so apparently the Chassid is correct, right? That you can't just move a Sefer Torah. The entire Tzibur could just easily just gone inside. So you're going to have this minion of Kohanim, right? So again, so according to the Zohar Kadosh, you can't move a Sefer Torah from one room to another, and...
No, but I'm saying if it's the same, if you can... I don't know Matthias, but if, assuming that it's similar to the Kaisel, then according to Rav Yitzchak Yosef, and according to those posts, it should be fine. There shouldn't be any problem, because like the porch is attached to the actual room. It shouldn't be a problem to move it outside.
Yeah, no, so you're making assumptions. I don't know. No, but also, this hacker safe wasn't taking the Zohar into account, right? Again, Rashi's character is a chassid. So he's going to be much more machmir about not moving Sefer Torah. So he felt there was a problem.
No, it could be Ken Zion even really tried to say it would be masking.
No, I'm saying it could be. It could be in this case, it was just as easy for everyone to go inside. So they really shouldn't take the Sefer Torah outside to do the Kriya Satorah when they could just easily walk inside the Kriya Satorah and not be designed for the Sefer Torah.
So,
no, because the entire problem of moving the Sefer Torah is just like it makes it temporary. Like you're just like using your Sefer. So you have to.
I one time witnessed somewhere.
Yeah.
There's photographers coming in for a promo video or whatever it is, and they took a Sefer Torah out of the Aron and had someone stand in front of the Bima and taking a picture of them with the Torah in their hands.
Is it permitted to take pictures of Sefer Torah? Yeah, so that's not a good use of a Sefer Torah. Yeah, I mean, a lot of poskim said the Bar Mitzvah boys practicing reading from a Sefer Torah. Yeah, because it's only a heter when you make brachos in the zachiv of kriya.
So is this like this? Are you guys discussing like when you go on like school trips and they take a sefer Torah?
Yeah, anything on avo.
So what are you supposed to do in this situation?
No, so are you allowed? No, so question is, if a lot of posting say when you have a minion of shom zan abach mishabur says when you have a minion of people who need to hear kriya Torah, so then you're allowed to do it because you have an entire minion. What gets complicated is now. Not everyone agrees that you only can do it in just a minion. Obviously, like, it needs to be other stuff. Like, so according to a lot of postings, if you have another minion, if you have a minion of people accompanying the Sefer Torah, because the whole entire reason why you can't just move a Sefer Torah is because, like, it's a disgrace to the Sefer Torah. You're just, like, you're moving the Sefer Torah to you? Like, no, like, you should move the Sefer Torah. Mm-hmm. So you have, like, a minion of people accompanying it, it's not such a disgrace to the Sefer Torah. And that's why all the posts can point out, like, if it's greater for Sefer Torah for many people, and Simchas Torah, and the minhag is like a lot of shows will like dance in the street with a Sefer Torah. I can't do that. It's a bizarre Sefer Torah. And the points out that no, that's like a greater cover for a Sefer Torah. Everyone's dancing with it. So if it's a greater cover for a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to move it. But it's not a greater cover for a Sefer Torah. You can't just move it.
So like these parades that they have, when they have a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, like a lot of times what they'll do is the person who sponsored the Torah, they'll write the last letters at his house.
Yeah.
And then they'll dance it all the way to the
Yeah, because that's a cover. The post can point, not everyone's on board, right? Not everyone's on board with these Hachnasa Sefer Torah situations where people are moving Sefer Torah around. But the post can be lenient, say, because it's a cover for Sefer Torah, so therefore you can...
Then they bring, a lot of times then they'll bring out the Sefer Torah from the inside. Yeah. You have to have a minion of Chevra doing
So again, it's the same shot. The people who are Mako assume that because it's a cover for Sefer Torah, they have this entire extravaganza, Sefer's going to be permitted. That's the major cool.
It's the same din by Sefer Nevi'im.
I don't think there's a problem with Sefer Nevi'im. No, it's by Sefer Torah, it's specifically by Sefer Torah that's a problem to just move around.
Why do you talk about this topic?
Because we got a question about a guy who was at Rashi's Kevin, the Hasidim didn't allow them to take the Sefer Torah outside. Because the Hasidim are much more, the Zohar thinks it's completely awesome. To move Sefer Torah from room to room whatsoever.
To move it ever?
Ever, like from one room to another.
Once it starts.
No, once it's not, you can move it for a kfiyah. So I'm saying it's not like always like I'm saying if you're going to permanently move it somewhere else, you can do that. But like you can't just So the chassidim obviously going much more machmir for the Zohar. So we're trying to be made. We're coming up with all the coolest that Ashkenazim have to move. But now again, everyone's on board. Like the Aruch HaShulchan always quote this idea: as long as you read three times from it, it's like a permanent kfiyah for a Sefer Torah. So Shomaz Zalman was like, there's no mocker anywhere in halacha for this. It was different.
Wait, let's say you have two shoals.
Yeah.
And they're right near each other, but they don't have enough money, say, for to each to have their own Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
They should
share. Can they share? That's this question. That's this question, whether. No, that the post can discuss, whether if you have multiple minyanim. Not everyone's on board. A lot of posts can say that you really have to combine minyanim. Because you can't just move the Sefer Torah because this is not a good enough tzarech. Whoever said no, like once there's two separate minyanim, they need it, then it's going to be okay to move the Sefer Torah.
So what about in one case that someone told me?
Yeah.
They took a Sefer Torah out of the Aron.
Yeah.
They opened up to Sarina and Bakar. He's like, this is because I have a restraint puzzle. Let's put it back in the iron and get out another.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. That's a separate issue of Xavier is considered to be a...
No, but I'm saying, is that a problem? According to the sheet, does that hold Xavier Torah? I guess
What about for chosin? Let's say it's a lot of times an off server that, no, like Shabbat Brachos, can you have a private minion and bring, so, what she finds as a chivu, so he says, right, so what does the Gemara say? Yeah, Gemara says chosin daimel melech. Right, so the law is for an Adam Choshev, a lot of times a safer door for him. So Moshe Feinstein is lenient about the, a lot of people are on board with this, but they said for a chosin you can move a safer door because...
Isn't that a classic thing that the chosin has a separate minion? So how that's not a minic?
It is. No, so Moshe Feinstein is just right. No, because a lot of people are like, no, you can't just move a, you're moving a safer door.
So like that minic,
no, because they have the design for a safer door. You're moving, Moshe was lenient about it. Yeah, not everyone. Some say you should have an iron in the chassan's house. Like you should make a kfiyah. Like the same way a beis avol they make an iron because it gives a certain kfiyah to sefer Torah. It's not such a bizarre, and so too for the chassan's minion, you should make some sort of mini iron.
Like in sefer Torah, a lot of times they'll move Torahs around.
Yeah.
For multiple leanings.
The move towards them for multiple units.
Meaning, you'll dance in this part of the show, and then you'll go split into five different rooms, and you'll move the Torah to that room for five simultaneous leanings.
Yeah.
Is there any problems with doing that?
Yes, according to the girl, it's going to be a problem, but according to all the posting, assume that's one.
I'm saying it's already moved, meaning.
Oh, because it's like once you're moving it, so there's a problem to move it on your foot. No, it's a mattress, so it's fine. Of course, it's moving it back now, but again, that's its muck mcfius, and it's going to be for me. I'm saying it's not worse than like a person who needs to like fix a safer Torah.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to bring the safer to the Torah, you can bring the Torah to the safer. Okay, do we have any other questions to discuss about moving safer Torah? Parsha Zachar, what about for Parsha Zachar? All right, let's say you got a guy. Whoever, this has happened. COVID. Forget COVID. We got people at home. They couldn't. Can you bring a sefer Torah to the guy's house for Parshat Zachar? So a lot of posting point. Morgan Rob, this is the posting point that since it's a chiv d'oraisa to read Parshat Zachar, so therefore that overrides this concern of bizon for sefer Torah.
Yes. Is it an isur d'rabbanan or it's just a chashash of like?
I mean, so it's
would
like a lot of.
Isur just to help someone over here,
I mean, according to the Zohar is like very harsh words about moving sefer Torah. Like according to the Kabbalah, it's like completely opposite to sefer Torah. Pashas is just like, it's a darbon.
That's what Shakti spoke about today. Maybe we shouldn't.
Not in our situation. No, because then it's considered to be covered for Sefer Torah. This is a question, because it could be it's a covered for Sefer Torah in this case, because you're being allowed to be kind of mitzvah
d'oraisa.
So.
That's a cover for the Sefer Torah. It sounds like a cover for him.
It's a cover. Well, correct. It's covered for him, but it's enough for Tzorek that's not going to put this out. You're right. It's not going to be enough of a tzarek. It's not going to be considered to be a bazaar to serve at that point. Because right? It sounds like whatever, but I'm saying here, your mama, she can't go to the Sefer Torah. You have no choice. So it's not a bazaar for the Sefer Torah to be brought to you. It's only when you have the ability to go to the Sefer Torah and you're choosing not to, then you're like showing that you don't really care about the Sefer Torah, but you have no choice then.
So can you like be masna at the beginning?
Yeah. So, good. So there's a Pesach Advir. He says that for a private Sefer Torah, you can be stipulated.
For private Sefer Torah, because I know a family that they take it on their trips, like family, like a tiny Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
Like take it skiing and stuff.
Yeah, so Pesach Advir says that you should stipulate. Well, I don't know, the Munga, I'll have the posting Sefer, an individual Sefer Torah, you can do whatever you want, you can move wherever you want. It's just for a Seaboard Sefer Torah, you can't move.
What about like if you do Schneimaker or Rizal style? Okay. The shelves kept in the
shelves. All the posts come after the Shemek Arizal style from Real Sefer Torah.
They ushered it?
Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to tell me to bring a ride from the Arizal?
Okay, when you're on his Madrid.
Yeah, no, that'll say, yeah, exactly. When you're on the Arizal's level, you can start doing Shemek from the Sefer Torah. All the posts come after that. They also asked by Mitzvah Boys practicing.
Maybe it was his Sefer Torah, the Arizal's. Maybe
it could be, yeah, it could be. I'm sure, yeah, I'm sure.
The Grad didn't also do it out of the Sefer Torah?
Yeah, but I think he commissioned his own Torah.
Yeah, I don't know the Gros.
What are you reading out of?
No, I was just reading basic Rosh Tevos of...
Is it your Sefer?
No, this is not mine. This is someone's article. Living Sefer Torah. okay, any other...
Why didn't anyone know about this year?
I have no idea. Do we have anything else to discuss about living Sefer Torah?
I would have called it.
What? Okay, so I guess we'll hold it here, and I hope we all move our Sefer Torah properly.
Yeah.